You will listen to a discussion amongst three students about their hostels. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Jenny. Good to see you both.
Hi, George.
It's nice to see you, George. What room are you in?
I am in 2A. It's on the second floor of the hostel. How about you two?
I am on the third floor. And Jenny is in the girls' hostel.
My window opens into the garden. There is this huge tree just outside my window. It does look spooky at night, but I kind of like trees around, and I also believe it's necessary. It pleases the eye and is also good for health. Sadly, landscaping is reduced to add other facilities such as car parks.
My room is bright and airy, but I'm going to complain about the bathroom facility. There are 30 dormers in the building, and we have only 5 showers. It should have more.
The same for us too, Jenny. And the first class is at 9. Jeff, you'll have to be up early for your morning shower. I know you need it to get out of the slumber.
Yeah. I'll set the alarm.
The only good thing I've seen yet is the cafeteria. It has a fancy decor. It's like any lively teenager's room with lemon yellow wallpaper and posters of pop stars. I'm sure it's against the dean's decision. I've heard he is very conservative. I wouldn't say he is old-fashioned, he may be a strict disciplinarian. It's not a public cafe, after all. Some of the senior students must have put up the posters.
I wish they would add more dishes in the meal plan, especially breakfast. I've been buying meals for the past 2 days, because I don't like the cold sandwiches they serve, and there is nothing else on the menu. The management should seek students' opinion while designing the menu, and some other facilities.
The milk had a foul smell. I think I'm going to be sick.
The food wasn't so bad. I think you guys are simply missing the comfort of home. If you look at things the other way, it's a learning experience, in fact. When you live independently, you learn to make do with available resources.
By the way, have you used the laundromat?
Not yet. I don't even know where it is.
It's in the basement. Next to the boiler room. It looks a bit dingy. They have only 6 washing machines and dryers. There are only 2 drying racks in the corner for air drying.
We don't need more. We are living away from home, and unlike our moms, we are not going to do the laundry daily.
I am off to the hostel. I still have to unpack.
I have to unpack too. See you guys.